This segment is brought to you by Jigmaster Jigs. When in doubt, get the jig out. Go to jigmasters.com and use promo code PNF20 and save 20% off your next jig order today.
Let's go! This is the Chasing the Tide Saltwater segment on the Paladin Fin Network. I'm your host, Dustin Nichols. Come along for the saltwater shenanigans.
What is up, everybody? Another edition of the Chasing the Tide Saltwater segment on the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. We are gladly brought to you tonight by Waterloo Rod Company. Boom, jumped on board. And Truchador and Co. If you don't know, you go check them out. You got some hot, some fresh items. Pretty nice hats, shirts, buffs. You know, hit them up, truchadorandco.com. Same thing with Waterloo. You know, check out the site, order those custom corkies that I talk about here and there. And, you know, check it out, see what they got. Custom rods, to build you what you want there. Lots of cool blanks. And get you on the water. High sensitivity. For them corkies. tonight, we're recording in the evening. So yeah, we got a, that's why I said tonight, huh? Yeah, I got my boy, Mike Fiorenzi with me tonight, my tournament partner from the this year's team events. We're just going to kind of have a little open discussion, talk about the year in review, talk about what went on this year tournament wise, and it's kind of all in all, just the overview of this messed up 2020. You know, what's up? How you doing tonight, man?
I'm well. Staying busy. It's been a busy day, let me tell you.
Cheers. Cheers to me today, too. I'm having cold beverage tonight also.
Holidays and the end of 2020 and its craziness.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know what it was, but it was this meme I saw, and it was like December 31st, 23:59:59, 2020, and then it said January 1st, 2020, or something like that, or I forgot what it said. It was one of them ones like that where it's just like the year continued and it was supposed to end.
Yeah.
But it's still 2020. It's one of them nightmares or something. You wake up and it's still 2020. You know, this year has been a one-off for sure. You know, it started out, you know, tournament wise, that's what we're kind of going to touch on that, you know.
I hit the road. We had really good intentions. I mean, we had really good intentions this year. We had a schedule lined up. We were prepped. We were ready to rock.
Yeah, I had a lot more destinations picked out than I got to get a hold of. You know, we had a couple local events start the year out, freshwater side. You know, finished in the top half of the field on a couple of them, kind of bummed me out. Pre-fishing, you know, usually goes pretty good, and then you have some rough time with the fish. You know, they do their own thing sometimes, and then made the trek over to Lake Seminole for the Hobie BOS. Found some good fish, had some good stuff going on, and was in the middle of catching some good fish Friday morning, and ended up having a kidney stone. Go straight to the emergency room, you know. It's always fun. I tried to power through it and fish Saturday. I didn't last that long, all the nausea and you know, the pain and just the cold sweats. I'm telling you, if you've never had a kidney stone, you don't want to have one. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's some of the worst pain I've ever endured in my lifetime.
It's worse than breaking bones. It is honestly worse than breaking bones. Yeah.
Broke some bones on that old wooden toy, you know, that old skateboard. Yeah. So, yeah, it's definitely not a fun time. That was not good, you know. It's about how the year went, you know. We kind of had a good finishing up kind of good this year, but, you know, the beginning kind of sucked, all that COVID stuff. you know, went down. My mom had a stroke, you know, had to go back to Georgia. But one highlight of that, though, was, you know, I got to go. I stopped on the way back and spent a few days fishing with Miss Jean Wilson.
Jean. Yep.
Yeah, we went and caught some swanee bass with largemouth and got on some trout and a couple redfish here and there down there around St. Mark's area. Pretty cool. I was able to do that. So that was cool. On the way back, I got to decompress a little bit. You know, looking into the beginning of the year, you know, March, April, May, we had some stuff going on, you know, a couple tournaments here and there. I didn't get to make most of the ones got postponed. There was quite a few that got postponed, you know. San Antonio Kayak Fishing had some stuff scheduled. You know, Lone Star Kayak Series was put on hold for a little while this year. Some transition time going on there. Saltwater Angler Series.
Yeah, first one was canceled and rescheduled, and then
yep, canceled and rescheduled.
Yep.
What happened at the second one?
That's where we should have gone to weigh in.
Oh yeah, that's that one. See, this is the year of the redfish disaster tournament. Yeah, that's the one we should have went to weigh in, because I had a 26.75 is probably pushing 8 pounds,
mm-hmm.
and then we had a 24 that's probably 5.5 or so. Yep.
Yep.
I think what 12 pounds won the whole deal.
I think it was 14, and then 14 and then 12, right?
And 12, yeah, 12 and 12. Second. That's yeah. right. That's right. Yeah. But yeah, it's just all, you know, it's like we got back to the, you know, to the launch, and the bigger one wasn't quite making it. And we're like, oh, it's going to be a half pound deduction, whatever. And we're like, do you want to drive 2 hours to the weigh-in, an hour and 40 minutes? We're like, man, I don't know. Let's just go get something to eat.
Yeah.
About a $2,000 mistake.
Yeah, right. And that was a, and you don't know until we had eaten and we were on our way back and we started getting the reports from the scales and we were like, yep. Oh no. And that teaches you, always go to weigh in.
Yep. That was one of the highlights of learning. Yep. After that tournament was you know, always go to weigh in. That's about like entering all these other tournaments we have. We have a lot of side pots sometimes in our live events. What they call a spot pot could be the redfish with the most spots. You could have a blackjack. You should have like a closest to 21-inch trout. Whoever one weighs the most, they win that pot. Then you got a big flounder or a big trout pot. You know, always enter them side pots. They're usually, you know, $15, $20. And normally it's winner take all. So you got a good shot, especially some of these tournaments where there's kayak divisions and boat divisions. They usually pull you together.
Yeah.
And it can pay off pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, this year's been one of those years, man. It's just like stuff starts to look up, and then it's just a mess again.
So it looks up, it looks down, and then we fished another saltwater angler tournament, and
yeah, that was
had,
the one in
had the in, bruisers.
Yeah, we did.
Right, and
yes,
and
we did.
Just beat the heck out of them, and then get back to the truck and put the fish on the board and double check the board and triple check the board and go. Let's go. Let's We're go. Good. Let's go. And the thing is that tournament, you can't show up with three redfish. You can only show up with two.
Yes.
Right. So right. we had three in the live well. We knew we were going to stop before we even got on the tournament grounds in the marina to double check fish.
Yep.
And we double checked that fish. We put that fish on two different boards.
Yep.
And then we borrowed a board from somebody that pulled up and was sitting next to us.
Yes, we did.
And checked it on a third board, and that fish was good.
Yeah, he was. He was good.
And we let the other one go.
That one was 25 3/4. It was pretty fat. Pretty right. fat itself. Yeah, that was a good fish too, actually.
We let that one go, and we put it all on the line and bet the house and got there and put it on the slant board and you know,
swung for the fences and it, it hit the wall.
Yep. So there was another.
There's another one
check,
right there.
Right.
That was pretty good. It was right, dude. It was right. I'm telling you, if you would have, if that fish would have ran into the live well side hard enough, it would have knocked it. It would have knocked it small enough, you know. But hey, that's the way it goes.
A little bit, right?
That's the way it goes, man. You gotta, you really got to push the envelope in these events. You got some solid anglers that are all putting up some good scores, some good fish, some good numbers, you know. So
we made the best decision. We made the best decision we could with the information we had.
I'd have done it.
Put it on the line. Do it again.
Yeah,
I'd do it again. Absolutely.
Yeah, and then our my outage at work just drug on and on and on, and I think it had in the middle of all that, I got a, you know, a staph infection on my foot that kind of spread. I was in the hospital for a couple of days, went to go get ready to come back to work and get cleared to come to work, and then I lost my sense of smell, so I had the COVID in July. You know, wrapped up from that.
And that was at IFA.
So, yes, that was the IFA tournament in Port Lavaca in my home waters that I was supposed to fish.
And I came down and we met and went to check in and then had dinner and everything. And then, hey, you're not going to believe this.
The next day, like 2 days, the next morning I woke up with no sense of smell. Because I couldn't fish because of my, at the time, because of that staph infection, I was still kind of healing from that. And then all of a sudden, I wake up the next morning, I can't smell anything. I'm like, oh, man, this sucks.
I spent 16 nights sleeping on this pull-out couch right here. Two tests negative. That was good.
Safe and sorry, you know, same deal, you know. And then, you know, things started moving forward from there. We finished up with my fished a little bit here and there. You know, I was off the water for a little while there, at least a month. It's pretty hard.
It is. Trust me, I know it is.
It's grumpy. Well, being locked in a room for 14 days and not really having any contact with your wife or your kids, family, tough, real tough. You know, but hey, power through it. You know, that's how this year's been. You just have to move forward, get past it. Ended up doing pretty good at the next tournament that popped up, Saltwater Survival Series, had their trout event. Super hot, high pressure. I mean, it was almost, I mean, I was fishing for them like I would, like super slow in deep cuts. And just luckily had to piece together a decent little four trout stringer. Only one with a limit. I mean, it was a small limit, but it was a limit.
Hey, man, you're the trout whisperer.
Took second at that one. Good little payday, second place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Out of almost 70 anglers. Yeah, that's a good finish. Definitely like that one. That was a good way to start wrapping up the end of the year. It's pretty cool, man.
Fished the Flatty Daddy. And let me say that tournament was a trip and a half to fish because I launched early in the morning. And there was a whole slew of people showing up as I was launching. And I got to the marsh that I was going to, and it was raining and it was foggy. And I'm going, I can't see 20 feet in front of me. I'm trying to stay on the, you know, within visual grab the grass line. I finally got out into the marsh. I staked out. And when I put the stakeout pole in, I hit something. It took off. Now, I don't know if it was a ray or a flounder, but I was like, you got to be kidding me. So sitting there waiting for sunrise, waiting for lines in, you know, and Jared was fishing the same area. Jared Easley was fishing the same area as me.
Yep.
And,
you know, hey, so if y'all don't know who that is, if you know who Slayer Inc. Lures is, he's the guy that's always like, pitching to the fish in the kayaks. Ooh, and he's always like posting little clips of him eating. Yeah. It's like Chris from Slayer Inc. is always posting that. So there you go.
Jared, excellent guy. Excellent dude.
Yeah.
Crazy.
He guides. Yeah. Hit him up. He's a great guy in the area around Galveston, Freeport, and all that. Hit him up.
I had a flounder right off the bat that came off the hook right next to the, like, drop the line down and hook him. And then I lost two in the grass got him all the way out to the net, came off. I'm like, man, it's been 15 minutes since line's in, and I've lost three. You know?
Yeah. I know how that is.
And I grounded out. I had four of them, a trout and a redfish, and I was looking for my fifth. I was looking for my fifth, and I managed to catch, I think, every flounder in the marsh that was, like, on the 15-inch line. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me. Yeah. So I had Jared had left earlier, and he sent me a message. He said, hey, I'm in, like, 12th place or something, or 7th place or something with five fish. I'm like, man, I'm not driving an hour and a half to weigh in.
And yeah, I'm not even going to do it. Now, if you'd have had a 21 on the money, you would have drove in.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would have head in.
They have some crazy stuff. Yep. Some crazy prizes for the, like, some weird jackpot prizes. What? Yeah.
Three trucks.
Yeah.
Three $25,000 jackpots or something. Yeah. It's crazy. That's a tournament you have to fish every year, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I missed one. We had the Southeast Texas Kayak Bass League on Bass Drop. Mm-hmm. Actually got to fish that. That was in June. That was before it kind of, I got the COVID and all that crap. But that's right before the turnaround, our outage started. Oh, that's a top 10. I was one out the money. That's a lake I usually do pretty well on. I won that event last year. The year before, I had a first and a second on that lake. You know, that's usually my jam. I did. I lost in Bass Drop, a big fish, 4 or 5 pounds. This was probably, I mean, this was a 6-7 pound fish I lost right by the kayak, dude. Freaking on them little frog, little popping frog, man. Just one of them deals, you know. Just couldn't put it in the boat. That was a winning fish right there. I was right there. I was only 4 inches off the lead, you know. And then, you know, my small fish was probably like a 15. You know, I would have culled probably six. It was probably 21, 22-inch fish easily, you know. So it's another tournament there, just that little one little tidbit just kind of goes – the wrong way, and it
that's tournament fishing, money. Man, that's tournament fishing. It's highs, it's lows, it's anxiety, it's stress, it's I mean,
at the time
the roller coaster,
I had a limit, but I was like in the mid-70s, so I still kept grinding out and still cold up to like 81 inches, you know. So you know, I was right there, 86 something wanted or something, 86 and a half or something like that. I was 81 and a half, you know. I was right there, you know. I was just a couple calls away, or that big fish call, out of cold away, you know. It's just how it is. Just that mental preparation. I can always I say it every time. I'll keep saying it. That mental aspect's a big key, you know. Don't let it discourage you. And
I got beat up on Fayette for the Grande Bass Big Bass, and I lost a monster off of a tree on a 4-inch shaky head.
Yep, you'd have been in the money with that.
Man, when he came up and shook his head, I was like, holy crap, that's the money right there.
Yep.
And I ended up in 10th place with a 19-inch fish.
Yeah.
But that sucker put it to shame. I mean, that head came up, and I was like, oh, my God. And couldn't boat it. I mean, he came off, you know. And you ride those emotional roller coasters through it, and how you manage it through the – you got to put that aside. You got to shut it down. You got to, you know, you got to move on. I got a tournament partner that keeps telling me it's only fishing.
It's only fishing.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah. Fayette's a weird one. I've cashed some checks on there, and then I've finished in like 25th.
that lake has got my number, man.
I'll be fishing it Saturday. The day before this podcast comes out, we'll have a little Toys for Toads charity tournament, toy drive. I'm through Southeast Texas Kayak Bass League. Great. It's kind of like the same format. Big fish wins. So, you know, I think there's right at 60 people signed up right now. So top six is going to pay out top 10%. So top six biggest fish, that's how it's going to go. I'm calling 21 and a half or 21 and a quarter, I think, is going to take big fish. We'll see. No, Power Plant Lake, they're big and stubby. Footballs.
Yeah, thick. They're footballs. It's short.
Strong fish in that lake. So yeah, I need to get all my stuff flipped around and get my tackle organized tomorrow night when I get off work, and get ready for Saturday morning. Get to catch up with everybody I haven't seen in a while on the bass side. You know, my last bass event was in June. So yeah, if you don't know hadn't heard the show before. Yeah, I fished both. We're pretty close to enough of late, good lakes actually to fish. You know, do some decent bass fishing. Choke Canyon, Fayette, Bastrop, you know, Buchanan and Inks, LBJ, all them lakes, Decker. They're all within 2.5 hours of us, you know. Rayburn's only about 4 hours from me. Got Fairfield, Choke Canyon's 1 hour and 40 minutes. That lake's been fishing really good lately. Conroe's
20 minutes from my house. Yeah.
2 hours and 40 minutes, and you got Lake Woodlands and all that kind of good stuff just to kind of slide out here and there. You know, there's plenty of opportunities around. And then the coastal, the inshore stuff. You know, I leave my job and I'm on the water in 5 minutes.
Yeah. And that's nice.
That's real nice when you're working night shifts and you can get out right when you get off work and fish during the week and kind of get away from the crowded, all the people on the water on the weekend sometimes, you know. But that was a pretty good deal, man. That just that one spot out of money. That's about how it goes a lot of times. Mm-hmm. You know, this
hurricanes to keep grinding this year too.
Oh God, man!
Shut us down how many times this year?
They shut us down quite a few. We had to shut down at work a couple times. We had a tropical storm hit us. We had some very close calls with the hurricanes. High water. We talked about that on last
real
time.
Real high water, yeah. Real high water.
Yeah. But the fishing was pretty damn good, though, believe it or not. We're still finding fish. Finding the birds. You found the birds playing hopscotch. You found them redfish for sure. Yep, that was pretty, eventful year along the whole, you know, Eastern Atlantic seaboard and the whole Gulf Coast, you know, the storms and hurricanes. It was a higher than normal activity and landfall than what we normally have, you know. It was pretty intense hurricane season. You know, and in between that, you know, I fished some of the KBF Redfish Challenges. I think I fished four. One of them was the month I had COVID. I couldn't really get on the water. So my three that counted, I had a couple good scores. And, you know, I got to go fish the championship in Gulf Shores. That was pretty fun. Had a good time with that one. Got eighth in the open. I think I got 13th on the championship day, but it just wasn't I was catching bigs.
It wasn't the same as
I think I had six fish over 30 inches. My biggest was probably 44 or 45. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't have a mess. Yeah, that thing was a giant. On a river to sea, biggie small, on a crankbait, little 2-inch square bill, slammed it. Yep. One of them deals, man, fishing the river systems. I think I caught flounder, I caught bass, I caught trout, I caught crappie. Called a smorgasbord of the marsh variety. But that's a cool deal, you know. I ended up like sixth overall angler of the year points. Pretty cool deal. So we'll be moving forward. You know, the first one started again in December that, you know, it's restarted as the KSS, the Kayak Softball Series. Yep. We had Chad on. We did a live feed with Chad, you know, week before last, kind of get everybody info on that. It's kicked off. Joe Arthur's already put up a perfect stringer. He was the first one to do so. He's got on the water. I haven't even got on the water for redfish yet. I've been chasing trout. I entered it and have zero fish. So if I put fish up next, I'm fishing next week. I have have somebody coming in to do a little filming next week. We're going to leave that kind of open right now, wait till it all comes out. But yeah, we got supposed to do a little bit of filming next week, so I'm hopefully gonna put some fish on the board next week. Especially got a camera rolling, you definitely need to have something to have a game plan. So I'll be looking for some fish Monday, Tuesday, hopefully get some stuff filmed, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, hopefully. But yeah, that's a cool deal. I'm excited about that. Wrapping up and then and getting to the championship again for 2021 and then the top 10 qualify for the 10, just like on the bass side, you know, top 10 anglers go. It's called a 10 invitational, you know. That's going to be awesome, man. That's going to be legit, because on the bass side, that's like a big deal too, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be pretty cool to have that same thing going on the redfish side. You know, then we got what else we got going on? I fished the you didn't fish the flounder event for Saltwater Survival.
Nope, I was in Phoenix.
You had something going on. You was in Phoenix. I fished that one and had a I caught a 27 3/4 and a 25 1/4 inch trout the morning before, Friday morning when I pre-fished. And then the day of the tournament, I didn't get a bite for an hour. I finally caught a 22 about 7:50 in the morning. And I said, okay, that's it. I'm gone. I'm going to the flounder spot. So I went to the flounder spot because I wanted to get big trout and then have a trout big enough to go into my slam pot, you know. So I went, and I'm telling you, the first drain I pulled up to, boom, 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 I caught like 5 flounder in like 5 minutes. Like, for real. But they were all like 16 and a half, 17. Oh,
yep.
So I threw a couple on the string. I was like, all right, I'm going to find some more. And I got, boom, I got a 17 3/4. And then I had one come up when I was burning my bait back. He came up right in the middle of this flat and just tried to eat it. And that thing was every bit of 21 or 20. It was a big, you know, 5-pound flounder. And I missed him, and I just kept fishing that area again. Couldn't get him. I finally ended up with 2 17 3/4, which was great. So I said, okay, cool. I'm going to drift down this bank. I'm going to keep finding, trying to cast for flounder. And I got to this one little flat. I was like, okay, this looks like a good spot. The wind was picking up. I said, I'm going to sling that popping fork out there. And like two pops, click, click, shoop, boom, 25 and a half inch redfish. I was like, oh, there's my redfish for my slam. I said, that's a pretty good slam right there. I said, that's got to be over 10 pounds because that's a, you know, a, the trout was almost 4, you know, for my calculations, and the ref was probably, you know, almost 6. So I was like, man, that's going to be a 11 something pound stringer. And I was like, hell yeah, that's good to go. So cool. I was off the water at 10:30. I was like, man, I could have kept fishing. Weigh-in wasn't over till 5. I got there early and was watching all these people weigh in. I was like, oh, sweet. I got big trout, you know, 3.96 or something. And then my stringer was like one trout, one red, one flounder was 11.61 or something. And then my two flounder were little. I think it was like 4.5 pounds or something. You know, I was way down at like 12th or something. But I was like, whatever. I wanted the slam pot and the trout pot. And then all of a sudden I hear this, oh, somebody caught like a 27-inch trout. I was like, you got to be. Yeah, and this guy shows up with his freaking toad. And he had a good redfish and a decent flounder too. So his slam stringer was like 16 1/4 pounds. And it's like, you look back over the years at this tournament, and most of the slam stringers, it was right at 10 pounds one.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh my God. You know, any normal year, I would have won that crap. And big trap. Because I had second biggest slam, second biggest trout, and fifth biggest redfish. You know, it was just right there. It was right there. But no, who I had to take a damn 27 to the bank, dude. And I think he got it. Like, he got lucky and just like,
he thought it was a redfish. He thought it was a redfish because he had thrown up into the rocks and come back and it hit and it was pulling drag. He thought it was a redfish. And when it came up, he was like, whoa.
Yep.
So
it's like a bulkhead kind of fish. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, redfish is the same way this year, tail end of last year and this year, you know, used to be 14, 15 pounds was good, you know, top 5. Man, you're not cresting top 5 unless you're over 16 pounds now.
Some of them, yeah. Some of them are getting up there, dude.
It's getting like silly.
Getting up there. Our red fishing has been on. You know, you came down here in during the month of September, and we put a damn clinic on them things, dude.
I know. I still got about 2 hours of video I haven't even gone through yet.
Oh, man. It was insane them couple of days, dude. Yep. Like, flat stupid, you know?
Yep.
Just one of them deals when it's like that, when it's on. And then we didn't even, there's quite a few areas we didn't even fish that I'm sure were the same way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was a pretty good event. It's fun. Those events are always fun. Tony Keel, Daniel Hayes, Mary Hayes, and Nicholas Gibson, they always put on a very good event, you know? Same with Chris Morales from Southeast Texas Kayak Bass League, you know? They actually got a new trail starting up There's another trail coming on for Texas next year. Quite a few, the Texas Kayak Championships.
They're north of Chris, right? He's on the northeast.
No, these are all these lakes are close to all of us.
Oh, really?
Chokes on it. Yeah, it's Sanderson and them from Sanderson from Katz and Chris and all them are going.
Oh, okay.
Yep, there's a whole different deal. Deal going down. You know, we're talking about bass stuff, but hey, it's all part of fishing, man. That's what I know. I'm gonna look at
more of that here. No, we're lucky because
TKC Texas Kayak Championships, Fayette on February the sixth, Palestine. How are you saying? 27 Hubbard Creek on 3/27, Belton on 5/1, and Amistad on May 22nd.
Oh man, I'd like to fish three of those.
I'm going to fish Amistad, and I'm probably going to fish Hubbard Creek. I want to go fish that too. Yeah, we got lots of stuff going on. I mean, there's going to be a ton of events, counting the Cats, counting San Antonio kayak fishing, counting kayak fishing Texas, having two freshwater and two saltwater events, Southeast Texas Kayak Bass League. There's going to be January 23rd on Fayette, February 20th on Rayburn, which will be a good, Hobie BOS is coming there, but coming in June. Still, anything on Rayburn's fun. March 20th on Conroe, had a top five there last year. April 24th on Choke Canyon, I smashed Choke in April this year. May 8th on Fairfield, it's the MLF style event. Just run them up. Many fish as you can catch. That Mathia Lake trick worm and then that pink ghost salty airtail going to get – the airtail shag going to get some money.
Don't that stuff.
Then the classic is in Palestine in Athens on the 25th, 26th of September.
That's a fun lake too.
Yeah, both of them lakes are good. Fairfield's good. That's where I caught that giant this year. April was a good month for me. I had a couple big fish. It was good time. Good times. We got some stuff going on. You know, we'll finish up the year. Like I said, we got that charity tournament coming up. I think that's my last event for the year. We'll have a little break. Saturday. We'll have a little bit of a break, you know. There's some other stuff probably going to hit, you know, talking about some guys in kayaks fishing a trout tournament and placing third.
Against a lot of boats.
Against a lot of some of the heavy hitters of the trout scene in Texas. Four guys in kayaks, 21.58 pounds for four trout. Big went 7.26. So there's some hype behind that right now. ruffle a little bit of feathers.
Feathers.
Yeah, sure thing. I know some guys went out and did that. Yep. So, yeah, looking forward to next year. I mean, we got a lot of stuff going on. Like those trails I was just talking about on the bass side, but also we have.
So now we got the Redfish World Series.
Yep. Saltwater Angler Series is going to individual instead of team tournaments. And it's 2-day events. It's a 2-day event. Five fish over 2 days. That's going to spread it out a little bit more, I'm thinking. Yep. And that's going to be his big money entry. It's going to be big payouts. You got the money, want to play? Come on.
Yeah.
I will be at quite a few of those.
That's right.
I got to rig up my live well.
You have to fish four, right? You have to fish four to qualify.
Three.
I think it's four because it's. I thought it was four. And then you got to qualify. I thought it was four and then the championship.
Yeah. I'm not sure on that. I'd have to
look at it. We'll have to take a look at it. But he's doing a bang up job on that. And I heard some rumbling about Jeff possibly ramping back up into the into Rudy's as well. I hope that's the case because that was a really fun tournament trail.
Yeah, Rudy's was always cool. Great payouts, everything. Jeff Austin's good guy. Ran some good events. And then like me, I'd like to see some more trout specific events for kayaks. I noticed there's quite a few of the boat tournaments coming up in the spring, April and May, that actually add kayak divisions to Midco Smackdown. Added a team event for the kayaks with guaranteed $2,500 payout. That's based out of Port O'Connor, near my home waters.
Gotta go.
So there's some good stuff going on. We'll see what happens. I know next year with the KSS doing all their monthly challenges, wrap up in September, the championships will again be in Gulf Shores. So it's always good to have a little heads up over there. I know the waters I fished. I know where I'm fishing again. I'm going to get there a little bit earlier, hopefully. You know, late in the year is always tough for me, not having days off. Got to swap some days around, but usually got some pretty cool people working for me, working with me that'll swap some days and I can get out and about. I do know for a fact that the KBF National Championship on the bass side is the same dates as the Kayak Redfish World Series. So there's a conflict. It's a conflict for me because I'm qualified for that also. So I'm pre-qualified for the KSS Redfish Championship, and I'm qualified for the KBF NC on the bass side. So, you know, I want to fish both. That's how it worked, the same thing this year. I didn't get to fish the KBF NC. I was qualified. And it got postponed from March, got pushed to October. It was just bad timing. And I really wanted to go to, you know, it worked out where I could swap and go to Gulf Shores. So I was like, man, I'm going to Gulf Shores. It's going to be a good deal. You know, it ended up being, you know, a really, really good thing to sit down and chat with Chad and get that whole KSS thing off the ground. I'll say it here, you know, it hasn't been put out there yet, but I will be the communications director for the KSS. I'll be starting to do the tournament wrap-ups and do some the press releases and stuff for the events coming up. And then, you know, some updates on the monthlies and things like that on the website and the page. And, you know, articles here and there, interviewing some of the anglers and all that good stuff. So, yeah, I'm happy to join that team at KSS and try to get this ball rolling and get this saltwater side growing. We're going to grow this thing.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, we got lots of events going on. I think it's going to be really cool this year coming up, as long as this we get this COVID mess behind us and, you know, everything else with all this stupid politics and all this crap. You know, I'll be on the water. That's all I know.
Yep.
I don't think about any of that when I'm on the water. And I hope all y'all out there do the same thing, because it clears my head. It's my release. There's nothing else out there like that. Being on the water by yourself and just reflecting and, you know, catching some good fish and enjoying your time on the water. So, you know, you're feeling down and out. Anybody, you know, just, go, man, go get on the water. Get out there. Get a break. Take a break from it. You know, reality sometimes. You have to. You know, it's tough. This year's been a bitch.
Yeah.
You know.
It's ending like one, too.
Yeah. Somebody just got some bad news the other day.
Yeah. We're gonna spend probably January and the first couple weeks of February in recovery mode. Looks like torn rotator cuff and shoulder surgery for me. So,
man,
on times is one shot.
That's your casting arm or your other? No,
it's in the cast, but it's my paddling, man.
Paddling.
So, I'm good here. I got all my strength here. It's when I gotta reach up, I got a problem. So.
I might just order some new boats too. You ordered a pedal drive finally. Somebody's stepping up.
I'm running out of water to use it though. I mean, all of my marsh, the big that dumps have happened. It's all empty, yeah, man.
The dumps have happened. You hear the thing talk about the dump, and that's what we had week before last with that wind just went a little tick to the west, and it blew it the hell out of the bay.
I'm going to sneak out for a close paddle, I think, this weekend. I'm going to get out and try not to kill myself. And I got to get out on the water at least once more before I'm shut down.
Yep. And, you know, what's cool with some of these events, you know, Saltwater Survival Series and some of the other stuff, and like the KSS, they do allow motors, which does, you know, you have a problem with the shoulder, you can, you know, get that Torquedo or get an XI3, you know, get whatever you can get and go. Get that Torquedo. You know, that's money. That's money for me, because that's more like an electric outboard. That is made for the long hauls, made to get you where you need to go, set up, get you in that marsh, and then you bring your paddle out, push pole around and do your thing, and then you use it, get back. I am definitely looking into putting a live well on my kayak for the redfish events this next year. I'll it's probably be running the U-Pick with a live well on the front in front of me. With the oxygen tank. I'm going to put an O2 on there for sure with the circulator. I got to look into it, build my own or something. It's got to happen. That way I'm not dragging fish around. And, you know, especially when you want to make a run back full speed on with that torpedo, there's no way you can
kill them.
Drag the fish 6 miles an hour. It'll kill them.
You'll kill them. Yep.
Yeah, they'll be dead. They'll be drowned. They'll flood them. Yep. So yeah, looking forward to next year. Definitely saltwater angler redfish series, maybe a few of the LSKS, some bass events here and there. I have to plan it out good because I definitely want to travel some for some of the bigger events. I'm definitely going to the Kissimmee Chain, the KBF trails. So we have some other stuff going on. Got word on another sponsorship about to happen. Just can't put it out there yet. So waiting on some final info, but I'm excited to work with that company too coming up. Just got some good things going on, man. It's just been a good year as far as that goes. You know, you got added to Jackson. I got picked up by Torpedo. I'm still running the team itself on this end. As far as Jackson goes for the South region. We got a good team moving forward into the 2021 season.
We've got a really strong team.
Yeah. Excited to see what happens moving forward and, you know, get this ball rolling. This will be the last podcast of 2020 for Paddle and Fin. We're going to wrap it up and take a little break, and we'll be back in January. Raring and ready to go. You know, there's stuff. We cover everything for you. I mean, we're even doing, you know, Schiller and Emmy are even having hunting episodes now. We're kind of branching off into that.
It's awesome.
We got the Bass Fishing for News. We got the Reel Down. We got On the Water deal with the, you know, destinations and tournament updates. You know, you name it. Outdoors, you know, Susie's show. Adventures with Outdoor Woman. All of it. I mean, we got everything. It's just there. The final cast, you know, gear reviews and all that, you know, everything. It's just covered. It's covered. All bases are covered. What, 9 shows? And we even got a freaking segment in Espanol.
I know. That's awesome.
How about that? That's freaking awesome. So rad. Who else has a freaking podcast de pesque? Freaking Espanol. Espanol, that's cool, man. I like what Armando and them are doing. Bass Kayaks and Beers. Yes, we got him. He's on board with us now. See, I can't even remember. We got so many shows. I'm trying to remember what all we have, and it's just like, holy crap! I'm a little redheaded saltwater stepchild over here. Actually, a ball-headed saltwater stepchild, whatever. But yeah, once again, you know, thanks to all our sponsors for the podcast. We have quite a few, but, you know, my segment is sponsored by Truchador and Waterloo. We appreciate the support for this segment, and we appreciate all the listeners, and we're looking forward to 2021 being a better year than stinking 2020.
Can't wait.
I'm ready. I'm ready. Want to wish Mike all the best on his surgery. He gets to go take an MRI here this next coming week. See how extensive the damage is and get him all repaired and get him ready to go. Unfortunately, we won't be fishing together for the saltwater angler series, but I'm sure we'll be sharing some of the same waters at some of the events and scouting and sharing info because that's all part of the game.
Absolutely.
Helping each other out too. So
It's all good fishing. It's all good fishing each other against each other as well, man. It's not.
I know. Yeah, it's going to be
And we'll find a team tourney too.
Oh, there'll be a few here and there. Well, that's the thing. LSKS, this podcast will be out, but they're having a team event on the 12th also. You know, So December the 12th, they're having their team event. So, you know, it's just, there's definitely going to be some of those happening where the tournaments kind of line up and step on each other's toes. But, you know, when you fish both sides, saltwater fresh, it's bound to happen a little bit. But it's all good. Just find a good balance and we'll roll. Now,
I'm waiting for a kayak fly fishing tournament.
Well, we just might have to do just like a boondoggle for that. I think we just need to have a Chase Tide meetup and then have a fly category.
There you go.
Or something. I think about that.
Kayak.
Oh,
how do we forget that?
hot damn. I just forget? Hey, and if you made it all the way to the end of this, I got a Waterloo hat and a custom Corky Soft Down XL in the silver and bone. Silver bone. If you post silver and bone, the first one to post this on the Paddle and Fin pages post when this segment comes out, the Chasing the Tide segment, end of the year, freaking update from the Jacked Up 2020. If you post silver and bone, Soft Dine XL, I'm going to send this to you. Sweet Waterloo hat. And the custom Corky right there, Soft on XL. So pow in your face. And then what else I forget? Chasing the tide.
That's right.
Winter kayak speckled trout showdown. The whole month of February. It's on Fishing Chaos. That's an app. That's what's hosting the tournament. Download the app, check it out. It's listed on there. You know, the entry fee is $40, and then the $10 for big trout. Gonna pay out 8 places. There's a 21-inch blackjack fish. It'll win. The first person to submit a 21-inch trout will win the Grande Salt prize pack. It's gonna be fun. It's 10 fish aggregate, no slot limits, CPR event. Motors will be allowed. No mother shipping, just kayak and motor and paddle and pedal and get to your spots and catch a fish. It auto coals in the app. So yeah, don't forget to check that out. Also, that's going to be good times. We're going to have a little tourney, little trout throw down in February. Runs a whole month. So yeah. Once we come back at the beginning of the year, we'll touch more on that. We'll be sharing it on the Chasing the Tide Facebook page and the Paddle and Fin Facebook page. And then, you know, don't forget, you know, like I said, if y'all watched it all the way to the end or listen to it all the way to the end, first one to post on the segment, comment on the segment post on the Paddle and Fin page, what you're going to win, Waterloo hat and a bone and silver Soft Dine XL. I will message you and get your address and send it to you. Little giveaway here and there. See, that's what happens when you get some cool sponsors. You get to throw a little swag out. I like that. I like to share that with people. Awesome. Cool deal, man. Well, thanks for joining me tonight, Mike. Always a pleasure to have you on. I figured we'd share a little bit about what happened to us this tournament season and just an update overall and just kind of wrap up the year. And let's move on forward into 2021 and get this stupid year behind us.
I can't wait.
I appreciate you coming on, man. We'll tell everybody later. Tight lines and smooth paddling. That's what Schiller said. I'm going to leave that to him. I'm not stealing that one. Hey, so Dustin from Chasing the Tide, we're signing out. Yep.
Thanks for tuning in to another killer episode on Paddle and Fin. Don't forget to go check out our website at paddle, the letter N, and fin.com. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel at Paddle and Fin. If you got a question, comment, want to hear from a future guest on a future episode, feel free to email us at paddle, the letter N, and fin@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Paddle and Fin on Facebook and Instagram. Shout out to our show supporters, Angler. The Angler button and app just makes for a better time on the water and creates a virtual logbook for every fishing outing out on the water. Shout out to Rocktown Adventures, located in Northern Illinois, for all your kayaking, camping, and hiking needs. TRC Covers, protect your investment. Catch Products, shout out to Catch Products. Go to catchproducts.com and put the Paddle and Fin logo directly on your catch board. Shout out to Jigmasters Jigs. When in doubt, get the jig out. Go to jigmasters.com, use promo code PNF20 and save 20% on all your jig and tackle needs.